Writer Cameron Crowe is famous for movies like Jerry Maguire, Almost Famous, Say Anything, but a lesser-known work of Crowe's is the early 1990s movie Singles.
You got 20 numbers of 20 girls that you will never call, never go out with, never see in the daylight. 20 numbers that exist only to make you feel like a guy who can go out and get 20 numbers.
Hey, watch the volume!
Sorry, tinnitus.
Club disease.
Ah, you kids are all gonna be deaf.
The basic idea of the movie is that the lives of all these characters in this single apartment building intersect. They are singles, and the movie is about dating.
No, you just wait for me to meet them and then go make popcorn.
I will make popcorn with whomever I want to.
You've made popcorn with half of the city!
Yeah, well, at least I don't have to chase the popcorn.
It came out in 1992, and it is very 1992. In it, you see notable Northwest musicians like Eddie Vedder and Stone Gossard, among others. It's self-aware.
Talking here with Cliff Pontier. Cliff, any comments on the Seattle sound and Citizen Dick's place in it?
Well, I don't like to reduce us just as being part of the Seattle sound. I like to think of us as expanding more. Like, we're huge in Europe right now. I mean, we've got records. A big record just broke in Belgium. Into
the
blood
again. The movie was shot in Seattle, much of it at the Coryell Court apartment building up on Capitol Hill, also known as the Singles Apartments.
I mean, when you move into the Singles apartment building, you know what you're getting into. You're moving into like a, you know, a city landmark. Honestly, it's like moving into the Smith Tower and then saying, get away from my Smith Tower.
That's Derek Erdman. He's a local artist. His works are on display all over town. Enormous paintings of Seattle sports figures adorn the walls of the 95 Slide Sports Bar. His portraits of authors hang in the cafe in the corner of the Elliott Bay Book Company. He doesn't live in the Singles building, but Althea Jones, her partner Elliot Bonnet, and their five-month-old daughter do.
In like the 5 minutes I've been here, three different people have stopped to take pictures in front of the building, and your window faces right where they are posing. How often do you see this happening?
Really, really regularly. Like, if I'll sit here for a half an hour, I see somebody usually.
So every day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, every day.
Is there, like, any common thread between these singles tourists?
Nope. All across the board. Like, punks, yuppies, old people, young people. It's really interesting. Sometimes I look at these people and I think, how? Why? Why do you like this movie?
It might be going too far to call the movie Singles beloved, but it is at least beliked. In June of this year, Derek had an idea. He was going to bring a TV-VCR combo to the courtyard of the Singles apartment building and watch the movie. He made a Facebook event for the night. It was called Watching Singles at the Singles House.
And it stemmed from, I live in an apartment that has a courtyard, and we were recently watching movies in the courtyard. This is such a nostalgic town that it just seemed to make sense. It struck me as such a funny idea right away to meld those two things together.
He invited 700 people.
I don't know. I wanted everyone to know about it.
Derek could only invite 700 people, but those people invited their friends who invited their friends. Full disclosure, I was one of the people that RSVP'd. The Seattle Weekly then interviewed Derek about the event. And more people RSVP'd. At one point, more than 2,000 people were invited.
It was an idea that I had no plan for.
Another thing that Derek didn't have was permission. He didn't know anyone that lived in the building, though he told the Seattle Weekly that he did.
There was never anybody in the building that he knew or that he ran into casually and asked about this. He lied.
The landlord told the residents of the building that anyone who helped Derek with this event would be evicted. Up the stairs from Althea's place lives Kyle Jenkins.
I found out about it through my wife, who found out about it from our neighbor, who found out about it from a friend at work, who found out about it on Facebook.
The day before more than 1,400 people were set to swarm the courtyard of this iconic building, Kyle was one of the many residents that wrote to Derek asking him to cancel. I asked both Derek and Kyle about this exchange.
Hey man, I live in the Singles building and wrote that post recently that you removed.
I may have removed a post. I may have removed it a couple times. I want to reach out directly and explain I'm not trying to be a dick.
I just want you and the people that are thinking of going to know that the people that live in the building really aren't cool with it and see it as a complete violation of their privacy and even safety.
This isn't an issue of some authoritarian power manager or owner. It's the residents themselves. God, see, now I feel terrible. This is a great message. So I'm probably getting this along with
Derek and Kyle messages. Went back and forth with these messages. Derek first postponed the event and then eventually added canceled to the title.
He's right. I should not have erased his messages. That's the end of his message.
The night that the event was supposed to happen, Derek drove to the apartment building. He dropped off his TV VCR combo and his VHS copy of Singles. He taped a note to the TV that read, "R.I.P. Singles Night," with a sad face drawn on it. But he didn't actually take down the Facebook page. When I spoke with Derek over a month after the original day of the event, he still couldn't let it go.
I didn't want it to die. I'll be honest with you. I love it. It's like a kid at this point. It's like created this thing. It made so many people happy. And for it to just go away, I didn't want that to happen. So every time the date is about to happen, I change it to a month later so I can get one more month.
And in some ways, he couldn't understand the level of pushback that he got with this.
I can't fathom being that offended by something. If somebody did that to my apartment building and I live on the first floor, I think it was a riot. I think there are some people who can just take jokes better.
This is not Derek's first joke. Another nostalgic prank he pulled was when Derek made a fake Craigslist ad posing as Kurt Cobain's old roommate. He was selling some of Kurt Cobain's old stuff, like his skis.
You know, I made it on a whim because I thought it was funny. And I've always been a person who, if you get an idea, you should do it. Because there's so many people who say, oh, that'd be a good idea, but I'm too busy watching True Blood on DVD. Do a thing and see what happens, you know? Like, that's what life is made of, I think.
A local news station came to interview him. And though he donned his grungiest flannel, the reporter knew at first glance that it was a joke. Derek Erdman is much too young to have ever lived with Kurt Cobain.
I would say even that was pretty divisive. There were a lot of people that said, like, oh, this is so stupid. Who would do this? And who would do that?
When it comes to Singles Night, Kyle Jenkins thinks that Derek was playing a joke on everyone. Playing a joke on a rapidly growing city's desperate craving for community, with no regard for the residents, or for the more than 1,000 people that became part of this strange online world. And I asked Derek why he does this kind of stuff. What pushes him to prank?
I don't want to talk about that. I mean, that's nothing I want to examine. I don't think there's a problem. I went to bed last night happy that I'm divisive. Happy that, like, I think one day I can write some kind of book, some kind of list of, look at all these things that happened in my life. Look at all these things that I caused. I love a good prank.
Since Derek and I spoke, he has ceased moving the date of the event. It now lives in the graveyard of calendar events past on Facebook. People have stopped commenting, stopped sharing their memories of the movie, their pictures. But tourists continue to sit on the steps of the Singles apartment building and have their photo taken. Althea and Kyle can watch from their windows. And you can see the evidence of the event that never happened. On the pillars that flank the stairs going up to the apartments, two signs now live. One reads, "Private property," and the other says, "No trespassers."